And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Joe Biden, he is losing his base because of Bidenomics. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And what's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. Wow, Bidenomics is destroying the country. And a lot of people that voted for this, now they're highly upset. Well, they would go, well, Will Johnson, we didn't know this is what we were voting for. If you voted for a Democrat, this is exactly what you were expecting. Why would you expect something different? President Trump had America great. Why would you? What is the opposite of great? What is the opposite of good? What is the opposite of being successful? President Trump, his policies brought all of that for America. Success. Brought prosperity, brought greatness to our country. He also brought low gas prices, low food prices, and, you know, being the number one exporter of natural gas in the world, we were on top of the world. But the demon crash, Joe Biden, all of them, they wanted to reverse that. They wanted to do just the opposite. They don't want America to be great. You notice every single politician that's running on the Democrat ticket, not a single one of them will utter the words that they want this country to be great. Not a single one of them. So when you say this is not what you voted for, this is exactly what you voted for. You can't say otherwise now. Well, you can, I guess you can, because you're like, well, maybe you got duped. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you didn't realize. Maybe you were buying into what the government state media was telling you, that President Trump is wrong for the country. President Trump is hateful. President Trump is a white supremacist. President Trump is a tyrant. President Trump wants to be a dictator. Maybe you were buying into all of it. Maybe we'll give that excuse for all of this. Joe Biden, he doesn't have a clue what he's doing. Nor does Kamala Harris. Nor does Elizabeth Warren, nor does Karine Jean-Pierre, nor does Chuck Schumer. And we can't forget some of these Rhino Republicans, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham. I always bring them up together, right? Because they don't have a clue in what they're doing. They are the very reason why the country's in the predicament that it's in right now. And if we, the American people, don't come together, and I'm talking about people on the left too, you're going to have to at some point realize who put us in this situation, unless you like it. If you like the situation that the country's in, then you're not complaining. You're not going to hear them complain at all. You're going to hear them saying, the country's great. Joe Biden's doing very good for the American people. This is what you hear from them. And of course, they're lying to themselves, thinking that we're going to believe the lies that they're telling us. Well, most people are no longer believing these lies. Most people have said, you know what, enough is enough. Let me give you an example of some of the things that's happened since Joe Biden has been here that some of these people are saying, really good, this is really great. Look at this. Look at this. Put it on the screen. Gasoline. Now, this, ever since Joe Biden took office, gasoline. This is everything that's up, right? Gasoline up 47.8%. Groceries, 21%. Eating out, was this 21%? So more people are eating out? Is this what this means?
No, that's saying how much the cost of everything's
gone up. It costs more to eat out. Baby food, 30% more. Pet food, 23% more. Rent, 20% more. Electricity, 28% more. Natural gas, 26% more. And now, let me remind you, when President Trump was in office, we were the number one exporters of natural gas. So natural gas was a lot cheaper for the American economy, a lot cheaper. But now it's up 26.9%. Used cars up 20%. Might as well be 20, 21% there. Airfares, 32.7%, public transportation, 22.2%. Real average weekly earnings are down negative 3.9%.
Yeah, and you know what? Well, you could almost survive, you know, food going up a little bit. But when you throw in rent, when you throw in electricity,
all of this comes together, plus your wages have gone down.
Yeah, and you know what? Gasoline, that's going to go up because he made the decision not to refill our strategic petroleum holdings. So that's just going to go up.
Yeah, it's going
to
cause it to go up.
And then, to bring the price down.
And of course, he's going to blame Putin.
Of course.
He's going to blame Putin. The reason why gas price is going up, not because of what they've done, but because of Putin, right? I guarantee it. This is exactly what they're going to do. They've already done it once. It's the reason why I'm saying they're going to do it again. Well, listen to this. Joe Biden was asked a question about, are the American people feeling it yet? Are they feeling it yet? Because they're not feeling the positive. There's no positive anything coming out of the Biden regime. This is like the most idiotic, most insane administration to ever exist in the United States of America. Now listen to Joe Biden. Joe Biden tried to chalk it off, try to act like everything is great. You know what? It is for him. It is great because he doesn't have to worry about anything. He will have his paycheck. He will always have food on the table for him and his family for the rest of his life, however long that may be. But it will always be there for him and his family. They actually have generational wealth being handed to them. But the rest of us, we're just SOL.
What do you say to the families, not just Latino families, but families across the country that don't feel that economic growth, that job creation reflected in their paychecks, in their pockets?
Well, it's not yet, but guess what? The 15 million jobs that we've created so far, more than any president has in the time period, were 4.5 million are Latinos. 4.5 million more than any other time, number one. Number two, well, also it's about changing what happens at the kitchen table.
What is he going to change that's happened at the kitchen table? They caused the problems that we're having at the kitchen table. Those of us that can sit at the kitchen table and eat something, they caused the problems. And you know what? I've said this so many times, and I want to make sure I drill it in, that the Democrats, the left, they create the chaos. They create the problems. Then they want to swoop in and try to act like they are here to save the day. It's like that with every single thing. And if they don't create the chaos, if they don't create the problems that we're experiencing, they take advantage of it. They take advantage. Let no crisis go to waste. Sounds familiar? Well, listen to this. This is about the recession or inflation, rather. The inflation in the United States of America has gone through the roof. And what made me think about the recession, remember Google and Yahoo and all of these media outlets, they all change what it means to go into a recession because they didn't want to make it look like it was three times over with Joe Biden. They want everyone to believe that everything is okay, but everyone is feeling the opposite of what they want us to believe. They all work together to put out a certain narrative to lie to the American people, and people are still feeling the pain of it, but they don't want you to feel it. Listen to this. I'm even surprised that the Communist News Network is even talking about the inflation issues that we're having in the country right now.
This just in, inflation is headed in the wrong direction right now. The latest consumer price report just out shows prices up 3.5%. This over same time last year. CNN's Rahel Solomon just looking through it all, just running into the studio to help us out. What are you seeing in this?
Hey, Kate. So, yeah, you put it pretty well there that this is moving in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. So 3.5% on an annual basis. To put that in context, that is hotter than what we were expecting and certainly hotter than we saw the month prior. If you look at a CPI on a monthly basis, sort of a similar trend there, right? So coming in at 0.4% on a monthly basis, that is also hotter than we were expecting, okay. And it sort of matches what we saw the month prior.
So now here it is. Now they're all upset because it's not panning out the way that they want it to. It's not looking good for the Democrat Party. It's not looking good for Joe Biden.
Yeah,
and with this, the whole Bidenomics right now, with the whole Bidenomics going into this, they can't be happy because this is going to make it look like why is going to make it look like the Democrats are not fulfilling their promise to the American people. But actually they are. This is what they wanted. This is what they've been pushing for. What are you going to say?
I was going to say that when she says that the inflation is up 3.5%, that's over this year. That means that's on top of what the inflation has already gone up. And remember Biden took the mic and he said, it's going to go up. Inflation is just going to go up a little bit and then it's just going to come right back down. Well, it hasn't gone up just a little bit. It keeps going up higher and is not coming down. And then it's an election year, which is coming up on us pretty fast. And who is he to blame? No one but himself. These are completely his plan, his economic plan, like you said, Will, it's working out perfectly. His plan is to destroy America.
That's exactly what it is.
And tell you something different so yeah. You still vote for him.
We're supposed to believe otherwise. Don't believe your lying eyes. Just because you go in the grocery store and you come out having to spend $150 more than you had to before when President Trump was in office, don't pay attention to that. Just because you go to the gas pump and you're having to put more into the gas and to the price of gas, don't pay attention to that. Just because we have fentanyl and we have the issues with the illegals coming across the southern border, terrorists coming across the southern border, don't pay attention to that. Just because they're wanting to put billions and billions and billions of dollars into Ukraine but not help out America, don't pay attention to that. Just because they're shutting down businesses all across the country because of their wokeism, don't pay attention to that. Only go along with our tyranny. I mean, that's what it's really coming down to. That is exactly what it's coming down to. The Democrats do not give a darn about the United States of America. Not a single one of them, just like I mentioned, not a single one of them running for office right now, not a single one will say they want America to be great. And why is that? Every time I see one of these politicians on social media anywhere, I say, before I can show my support for you, can you tell me where you stand on where you want America to be? Do you believe America should be great? Yes or no? I just want a simple yes or no. They never answer.
And you
because
know
if they say yes, that means they're siding with Trump. And if they say no, why would anyone vote for him that's here in America? Why would they do that? You understand? So I encourage everyone to ask these people that's running for political office, do you want this country to be great? Yes or no? It's really a no-brainer. It's really a no-brainer. It's really a no-brainer.
Yeah,
but
well,
they don't do it.
And you know what? We're starting to see these young people starting to come into the market, right? The job market. And so they're sitting here, you know, getting paid, but you can see their wages are down 3.9% compared to all the inflation that's up. And, you know, they're getting discouraged. They're like, what can I buy with my money? My money doesn't go very far. I can barely make my car payment. I can't move out of my parents' house because rent is too high. It's too high for families with two incomes.
Yes.
How are young people going to get out there unless three or four of them live together and struggle together, right?
And then at the same time, while you have families, when you have small businesses, American people struggling, all of the illegals coming into the country, what do? They're giving them $10,000 a month in some cases. They're getting food stamps along with card money on the card. They're getting free housing and they're getting free health care while the rest of us were struggling to try to make ends meet. This is so disgusting at every single level.
And you know what? Well,
and then on top of that, really quick, and then on top of that, to put the icing on the cake, here it is that we're all struggling. And then for the people that they want to get their votes for and they're buying votes, they bring in, oh, we're going to pay off your student loan debt. What does that do for the rest of us? What happens to the country?
You would think,
it's a socialism one-on-one.
You would think, Will, that they're literally handing this election to Trump, but we'll see.
That's exactly what, I mean, that's what you would think.
You would think.
Like, oh, let's just make it so bad that we're going to force the people to go with Trump.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back. I want to bring something to your attention. This is about undecided voters, but you know, I don't actually think that they're actually undecided. When you start getting fed up with what the Biden regime is doing, what the Democrats have been doing, they're kind of helping you make the decision. Just like my producer said right before we went to the break, that they're making it really easy for you to decide that Trump is the answer. Well, I mean, I don't need any help, but there's a lot of people on the left. They're still really confused about who they want to support. Well, I want to share this with you. This was on MSDNC. And you know what, Shannon? I'm highly surprised that they even played this on MSDNC. For their hatred for Trump and their hatred for this country, I'm highly surprised. To my understanding, this was a former Biden campaign worker, right? To my understanding, some of these people that were in here, they voted for Joe Biden nonetheless. Listen to what they're saying now. And MSDNC actually aired it.
I want to show two more. The undecided voters were also asked how they think President Biden is doing on the economy. Take a listen.
I think he's been absolutely disastrous for the economy.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So raise your hand if you think President Trump's policies on the economy would be better for your family personally. Raise your hand. All right. So that.
Look at that. Every single person that's on this Zoom call, I'm assuming this is Zoom, whatever it is, this conference call that they're doing. Every single person said it was better with President Trump. And these are, to my understanding, these are all leftists. They were all Democrats voting for Joe Biden. And they've all changed their minds since Joe Biden has been in there. Why would they do that? Why would they do that? Because if you listen to, you know, most of these talk shows, they all say that the economy is better, especially when you listen to Nancy Pelosi. He's done a phenomenal job. Even Karine Jean-Pierre. Joe Biden says, according to her, Joe Biden has done more for America in the first 2 years than any other president. Really? Then why is everyone in there raising their hand here? I mean, I'm really confused. I'm really confused.
That is everybody. President Biden argues that his economic record has been very good. He said President Trump's was not as good. What are you keying off of? Sean, since you had the best smile in Virginia, the second best smile. What are you keying off of to say President Trump's economic policies would be better for you?
I mean, my past performance of my 401k, I know it was post 2020 and everything kind of flipped around, but You can't blame everything on 2020 for forever.
We have areas here in Pennsylvania where it's just at a standstill right now. Like, things are supposed to be being built and the interest rates are just way too high for people to you know, invest and start moving around.
And Virginia, just staying with you, because Pennsylvania is near and dear to Joe Biden's heart. Are there Biden policies that you would blame for the problem? And if so, what are they?
The interest rate is so high right now, and I know they're trying to cut the inflation down, but like, if nobody is building, no businesses are really coming to Pennsylvania right now to keep us moving forward.
Even if you're trying to buy a house, because I'm trying to become a first-time home buyer, the prices are so high right now. It's just hard.
Is there anything Joe Biden could do or say between now and the time you vote that would make you feel differently about feeling that his policies would not be as good for your family on the economy? Or have you pretty much decided that Trump's policies would be better for the economy?
I mean, I feel like he doesn't even take accountability for what's going on in the economy. Not even accountability, like, he's in denial that it's happening.
The point is, Biden needs to hear the people, because when he's talking about the economy doing stellar, he's talking about the stock market. He's not looking at homelessness or joblessness. He's not, at Angie's point, thinking about how much it costs to go to the grocery store. And he's gaslighting literally everyone in the process.
And Omar, you voted for Joe Biden last time, right?
Yeah.
Some really important and hard insights for the Biden campaign to hear there, and hearing all that.
I mean, what did they expect? You know, I'm really happy that the average everyday American, can we call them American? They voted for Joe Biden. I mean, we can, because, you know, I can admit when I make mistakes, they made a mistake voting for Joe Biden, and now they're feeling that mistake. And I've been to the airport and I've been to various places where I'm wearing my Trump gear, my pro-American gear, my MAGA gear, of course. And people say that they voted for Joe Biden and they regret ever doing it. And the country is becoming exactly what President Trump said. You know what it is? Too big to rig.
And you know what? It's interesting, because listening to each one of those people, they actually have valid points. You know, the one said, you can't keep pulling up 2020. That's when the pandemic happened. We all know that. That would have happened under anybody, right? And then you have people saying, you know, okay, you can say the stock market might look okay, but there's still homelessness. There's still people that are out of jobs. And let's be honest, when he says he's adding jobs, most of those jobs are part-time jobs. That means no insurance. That means that they're not still have enough hours to cover their bills.
There's no longevity.
You can say all those things, but really, when it comes down to it, those people are seeing right through what is happening.
My question is why didn't they believe? Why did it take this long for them to realize?
Well, it's like a domino effect. And you know what?
My point is that when Trump was in office, and like he just mentioned, you can't keep bringing up 2020, that they fell for it. They fell for the okie doke. They fell for it. Many people didn't fall for it. You and I, we didn't fall for it. We were still supporting President Trump even through all of that. You even had some conservatives that even fell for it, called themselves conservatives, upset with President Trump right now because of what happened during the pandemic, because the Democrats took it and ran with it.
Well, of course, yeah. But they see through it now.
The economy happened that way because, remember, Bill Barr and other Democrats saying the only way we're going to be able to get rid of Trump is that we have to collapse the economy.
Yeah.
They said that over and over and over again, right before the pandemic happened. And when the pandemic happened, they shut everything down. President Trump, the country never experienced this before. The world never experienced this level of propaganda. And it worked to their advantage.
For a moment.
It worked. I mean, it worked up until the election and even past the election. Well, yeah. I remember going to D.C. There was some restaurants I couldn't even go in because I didn't have my Nazi passport card.
We'll see,
my Nazi vaccine passport card. Couldn't go into a restaurant.
But now we're 4 years past that. And see, now people's savings are depleted.
Yes.
Now people's 401ks never came back to what they were under Trump. Now people are working part-time instead of full-time. Now you could barely afford to get groceries. So between now and then, that's what's happened. He has not recovered.
And you know what?
And then he has the audacity to say, I have a great economy, which registers in their mind as him lying because they're experiencing not a great economy.
Yeah. And you know what? That's exactly it right there. If you go back and you look at your 401k and you look at the chart, look how it was performing with President Trump was in office and look how it's performing with Joe Biden being there. You can see complete difference, right? It's down in the dirt with Joe Biden, with the Democrats, because they want to take money from you and give it to people that's doing nothing, buying votes, coming into the country illegally. Listen to this one. Listen to this lady doing exactly what I said. We're all feeling it, but now they want us to believe this.
What do you say to people who are worried about the economy and might think Donald Trump's better on the economy, but are also worried about the issue of abortion? Do you think one issue trumps, not to use the word trumps, but one issue outweighs the other?
Well, he was terrible for the economy. Thank goodness Joe Biden got into office, because Joe Biden pulled us out of a potential recession.
I mean, are we living in different realities here? Obviously we are. Obviously, we're living in different realities. And I was just even showing how the Communist News Network is talking about the inflation. And then she comes on here talking about the opposite, saying that President Trump was taking us into a recession. President Trump was terrible for the economy. This is what they're saying. Even after all of the proof comes out about all of this, even after all the facts come out about this, they still deflect from reality.
And we'll look at the bottom. It says Arizona revives 160-year-old abortion ban. So really, they were trying to get Trump on that. And what did Trump come out and say? He said, I believe that that's too strict. He said, they'll fix it and let the state decide. See, they didn't want to hear that. They want to hear that he's a staunch against abortion, and they want to use that against him to get that young vote. That's what they want to do.
You know, to talk about that really quick, I've actually seen people that were hardcore Trump supporters upset with Trump because he made that statement. And you know what?
But he said he himself is pro-life.
Let me say this. Yeah. At what point did people think that President Trump became a religious figure? I'm not giving it a pass, because I think life is extremely precious. And apparently President Trump does. But President Trump is talking about incest, talking about rape, and talking about stillborn, right? Talking about different things like that. But I never looked at President Trump as a religious figure. As a religious figure, I think even when it's rape, there's a lot of people that believe that you should still be, that child should still have the opportunity to live, even when it's rape, right? And before the earth was populated, incest was a thing. But today, incest causes so many other issues, bodily function, mental issues with the child. It just happens without the child even knowing. It just happens because that's not the way God intended it, right? He didn't intend for that to happen to this point. But these people, they're upset with President Trump. Are you upset with President Trump because he says that they've gone too strict?
I respect the fact that he says, let them vote on it. I do believe, you know, because we would be upset. We get upset when Biden says, oh, this is the way it's going to be, and don't give it an opportunity for all of us to chime in and vote on it. I think we should be able to vote on it. That's how our country was intended to be.
And ultimately, that's what it comes down to.
And that's what Trump's saying. He's saying, listen,
not Biden.
I'm going to let you guys vote on it. I'm going to let you guys decide what you want.
And if the state decides on it,
I will enforce whatever that is.
And if the state does decide on it, the people in the state decide on it, then it is what it is. Not at the federal level. But now, all of a sudden, the Democrats are saying, no, we need this to be at the federal level, and it needs to be abortion all across the country.
Yeah, that's wrong.
They do not want you to be able to vote on it.
Have a voice.
They want to take your voice away on that. They want to say that, nope, this is what we feel, that we should be able to kill, murder these children in the womb, and you have no say-so in it. You can't, there's not a single thing you can say about it. Not a single thing you can say about it. Not a single thing you can do about it. All you have to do is accept that we are killing these children, and we're calling it good health care, calling it abortion, like you're aborting the life of a child. But they don't want to look at it that way. They want to look at it as something positive and something good. Why? Because they're blatantly evil.
It's a bit MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
And we're back, everybody. So let me tell you about this Pamper with Grace really quick. I want to tell you about the Pamper with Grace because I've been taking this and I've been very, very pleased with it. My producer, she's been taking it, and as a more mature woman, she's been going through these menopause issues, and I guess you can call them issues. I don't know. I don't go through them, but she's been going through them. But ever since we've had this, She's made sure that she's kept some on hand because they've completely eliminated her hot flashes throughout the day. She's like a normal person. Can we say, can I say a woman being a normal person? Is that sexist or is that mean of me? You know, if the left heard me say that, I'm like, oh my, how dare you say a woman being normal?
Yeah, it's all above. I said, it's all above. It is mean. It is say no. But, you know, as you get older, things happen. Well, as you get older, your hair is turning gray, right? You felt like it was thinning.
Know it was thinning because I go to the gym every day and I wash my hair, you know, regardless of what some people believe. I wash my hair every single day. And I noticed my hair was thinning out until I started taking this elixir and it really started making a difference for me. Granted, everybody's different. I wasn't even taking it for that, but that was a pleasant surprise because I didn't think I could do anything about it. I thought it was just a done deal. Yeah. I thought, you know, all my hair was going to eventually just fall out. It's going to cut it off, to be honest with you. But then it started growing back and I was really excited about it.
Yeah. And, you know, you had a harder time recovering from workouts. I mean, all those things happen as you get older. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately for me, one of the things was hot flashes. But you know what? My skin is starting to improve because, you know, well, I was always complaining about my skin. Like, I thought I had some skin allergy because my skin was drying out and stuff.
So you're not getting that any longer?
Well, it's actually improving.
Really? Like,
it's been, you know, a month and a half now, but it's actually starting to improve.
So you wouldn't say it's maybe the soap that you were using?
No.
No, wasn't the soap that you were using?
No, but I've
changed. Because no matter what.
Over the past years, I've switched so many things. I've tried so many lotions. I've tried so many things. This is the first time I've actually seen a marked improvement like it is right now.
Really?
So I feel like my skin is different. I feel like it's more moisturized. I mean, I'm feeling more changes. Right. And they say, you know, it could take 2 to 3 months for some things. Right. My hot flashes was immediate. Thank God. Right. That kept me going. Right. But yesterday on one of our shows, somebody said that it was our show at night. They said they were experiencing better sleep just like you. They said from the very beginning, they noticed a marked improvement on their sleeping.
Oh, my goodness. The sleep. I've been going into REM sleep. I've been dreaming. When I dream, I have the best sleep ever. Even though my mind is going, but I'm dreaming. Mm. It's like the best sleep ever. Like this morning, my alarm went off and I just popped out of bed. Second alarm. You know, my first alarm, I have to go really early. And if I can, I get up then. But other than that, my second alarm, I just got up. I was like ready to go. It's really interesting, really weird.
Yeah.
Really
weird, and my brain fog too. You know, I know sometimes we'd be sitting here and I'd say something, you know, how I kind of interrupt you because I want to interject something.
You kind of interrupt me? You do it all the time.
And then you'd come back to me just like you did to me right there. And then you'd come back to me. You'd come back to me and I'd be like, I forget what I was going to say. Right? Like that's improved.
Yeah.
My memory's improved a little
Everyone
bit.
Everyone experienced that though. You know, what was I talking about? You know,
you dismiss it.
Everyone experiences
you dismiss
that,
it.
Right?
But then
when it stops happening, you really don't even think about it.
You don't.
Unless something, wait a minute, I'm not doing that any longer.
Yeah. And so I wonder sometimes when people say, oh, I don't know if I'm having improvement, like maybe they are, they're just not aware of it. Because I wasn't aware of it until, you know, I go back and look at a video or whatever and I'll be like, you know, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not hesitating like I was. I wasn't going, oh my gosh. I mean, sometimes you do, you're right. But for the most part, it was happening to me a lot. Like, I was like, I don't know, just keep moving on, Will. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, if you really want to try this, go to pamperwithgrace.com, do the subscription. You get a discount when you do the subscription. 30 days back, 30 days guaranteed money back. Do the subscription. I'm telling you, you more likely will be pleasantly surprised. I know that I was. So, pamperwithgrace.com. Also, right now, Mike Lindell has a beautiful deal that's going on with, slippers?
Yeah.
Is it slippers?
It's with these white sandals. Look at this
right
here.
White sandals?
These men's white slide sandals, which, hey guys, you know, Father's Day's coming up. This would be a good gift for Father's Day, don't you think?
Hey guys, hey ladies, for that special man in your life, this right. is a great. I mean, and how much is it?
$950.
Where's it at? I can't see it. Can you?
No, right here. $950.
Can you click on it?
Yeah. Well,
click on it. Let's make it big.
It took me here, so let me see.
Is it those? Because these are the slippers, right?
No, it's not moving.
It's taking its time getting
there. Yeah, you know, because I have other stuff running on my computer.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's one of the other things. We need to upgrade our system, but
yeah,
can't do it right now because of finances. Like,
see, you made me click on it and now it's frozen.
Well, but still, if you go, but check it out. Go to mypillow.com, use promo code WILL, and you get the best deals. Mother's Day is right around the corner. So fellas, get it for that special lady, for your wife that has children, for your mommy, okay? Get it for that special lady. Even if she doesn't have any, you're thinking about it here in the future, go ahead and get her one. This is for the future, mommy, right? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go to mypillow.com.
Yeah.
Use promo code WILL to get the best deals. All right? Promo code WILL to get the best deals. Do it today. Also, we never really even talk about mystore.com. You know, mystore.com, I have the... Go ahead and put that up on there. Oh, wait. You just had that one on there. That was a really good one there. Nope, that's not it. That's the other one you had. Yeah, this put one? That one on there. Because this is part of the sale there, right?
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead and leave it
towels.
Like that.
Towels.
Make that full screen. But you have to use promo code WILL to take advantage of these.
Yeah, look at this. You can see that, Will.
Yeah, okay, I can see it.
There's pillows, there's bed sheets. Actually, bed sheets as low as, that's probably for the twin, $25. That's still really good, though. Sandals and slides. The white ones in here are the ones that are $9.50. I'm not going to click on it.
$9.50?
Yeah.
How is that even possible? This is an American-based company.
Yeah.
And you know it's not going to be cheap quality.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing I like about MyPillow.com is that everything that I've got purchased from MyPillow.com, I even use my own promo code, right? You know, I want to take advantage of the deal myself.
Yeah.
And everything that I've received has been high quality.
Yeah. And the two pack of the multi-use pillows, those are awesome for traveling, for grandchildren. I mean, you're sitting there and you just want a little pillow to hug while you're on the sofa. Those are really, really nice. Airplane, if you travel a lot. But they got other things. And well, right here, you were talking about My Store. Can you see My Store right here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a whole
bunch. And it's the same thing there. Use promo code WILL. Yeah. And you still get the best deal.
Yep. And he's got a lot of new stuff on here. He's been adding a lot of stuff to My Store. You can see some of the stuff on there.
Me personally, I love the coffee. And I wasn't even a coffee drinker.
And look at these t-shirts, $8.99 with promo code.
Promo code WILL. Do it today. Best deal with promo code WILL.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, so let me share something else with you about what's coming up this 2024 election for President Donald J. Trump. This is something that has the Democrats terrified. Go ahead and put a full screen for me. Undecided voters say timing of Trump indictments is politically motivated. Doesn't seem fair at all. You know, this makes me think about like in sports. When you have sports that's happening, what happens in sports? They people typically vote and support the underdog. You know, they do it all the time. We see them supporting the underdog. And that's what's happening here. President Trump is getting the full brunt of the federal government attacking him. And people see it. The more you indict, the more we unite. Mm. Let me give you another example of this. And this is what people that you probably wouldn't even expect to support President Trump. Like the segment before the last, I showed you a video that they played on MSDNC talking about how Biden supporters are now all about President Trump. Say it again. Yeah, you can talk about this article because this is really powerful here.
So this is actually the same group that you just saw, the undecided voters that they had on that were basically Democrats.
Right.
One of them said this about the indictments. They said, I just think that they're a political farce. If this was such a big deal, we have a policy in America, right to a speedy trial. Why wasn't this brought up in 2020 or 2021? Sean of Pennsylvania said. And then another one said, it just feels like the DOJ at this point is completely abusing the justice system. Don't get me wrong. There are some things that I agree, like he probably will. I don't have the facts, but he probably should be charged. He probably will be guilty of that. But it's entirely being weaponized, and it doesn't seem fair at all. It feels like a big brother tactic to keep dissenters down. So listen to this. So even the guy said, you know, Trump may be guilty, but at this point, they're really going after him too late, right? Another person said, if they have proof, why is it being dragged out so far? So even they recognize that these indictments are particularly drawn out and brought out right before an election. They see that it's intentful. They know it's to get people to not want to vote for Trump. So Will, people see what is happening. You and I always question, do some people see it? And these are perfect examples.
Everyone's been saying, are they really getting it?
Yeah.
Are they really understanding?
Yeah.
Are they really making sense of it? Maybe we don't give some people on the left enough credit.
You know, and sometimes don't you think, well, when a lie is too big, like when they exaggerate it so much.
Well,
like,
see, these
indictments.
That's where this comes into play.
Yeah.
Okay. Right here. That's exactly what this is. 1984. The whole point is you tell a lie that's so big that it has to be true. Because if a lie is so big, like they can't tell a lie that big. It would just be too big.
But they have so many.
But that's what they've been doing.
They have so many. The J6, and then you have the hush money, and then you have the
indictments.
The
indictments. Like President Trump in the documents, right? Everything that the left has been doing has been exaggerated so big that you have to believe it, right? They've been successful in getting a lot of people believing it, but a lot of people are like not buying it because people are at a different stage. This doesn't work anymore. Them just constantly lying to everybody is not working any longer, because if it was, everybody's watching right now, you would be believing the lies. And you know what? You have to give some credit to social media. You know, social media can be good and it's bad at the same time, but you have to give some credit because of social media, because of the internet, you don't have to rely on the government state media feeding you information. Because I remember when I was younger and we didn't have the internet, we didn't have social media, we didn't have any of that. So when it came on the television, I was under the impression that it was factual information. I didn't even question it as a kid. It must be true. They're on television. So it must be true. They're on television. How many of y'all done that? Did you do that? I think we've all done it at some point, you know, until we got a little bit older and said, wait a minute, something's not right here. Well listen to this one, because this is a group of people that was supporting Joe Biden, and they kind of flipped. They're flipping, and more of this is happening.
We are holding their election in the palm of our hands, and they're not listening.
We have no trust in Joe Biden.
President Biden's campaign has touted his success on key issues affecting young voters, including student loan forgiveness, lowering unemployment, and tackling inflation. Still, though,
I don't feel it. People may be employed, but can they survive off of it?
What could President Biden do to change your mind as far as how you'll vote in November?
Call for a permanent ceasefire.
If he doesn't get elected, that is his fault. That's not our fault. That's not the black voters here. That's not X, Y, and Z. No, it's on him.
Now, look at that picture. Now, of course, I don't agree with some of the stuff that they're saying, but they're upset with Joe Biden. There's two of them there, at least, that I know that we can figure out that they're upset with Joe Biden because of what's happening in Israel, which these people are in the United States of America. And I don't know why he got that thing on his head. Has nothing to do with Palestine. Right. Joe Biden doesn't have anything. Joe Biden can't dictate to Israel what they should or should not do. They can make suggestions, but they cannot dictate to them and tell them what they can and cannot do. But they're on here saying that Joe Biden, he did this to himself. There's so many people. And my question to them would be, well, because Joe Biden has done X, Y, Z, are you going to vote for Trump? See, they never bring these type of questions up on the Communist News Network or MSDNC because they just show how people are frustrated. And I believe the only reason why they show the frustration of the people is because they're in hopes that Joe Biden and the Democrats will say, okay, we need to change our strategy. That's the only reason why they're showing any of it, to get them to change their strategy. They can care less about what's happening in Israel. They can care less about America. They want them to change the strategy so people will stay on the Democrat ticket. That's what it really comes down to. And listen to Joe Biden. Joe Biden talking about, is this the one he's talking about, his legacy? Yeah. Listen to this. I mean, you know what my legacy, I thought about this years ago, Shannon. What would I want my legacy to be? I would want my legacy to be that my family would be taken care of. I would want my legacy to be that I told the truth. I shared the truth. And people saw what I did. People heard me saying and showing and presenting information one way. And then years and years later, go back and look at what Will Johnson was saying. He was spot on. It's really simple. Family first. Beneath God, and then country. My legacy is me being who I am. But Joe Biden, he's like struggling with this. You know, one of the things when I first started my YouTube channel, I said this is like me archiving my viewpoints and me talking about stuff. And then just to have YouTube come along and just delete my channel and it's gone. Because they didn't like what Will Johnson was saying. I'm a free American that happened to be black in this country, and the far left, they don't like that. But anyways, listen to Joe Biden as he's trying to describe his legacy.
Did you spend a lot of time thinking about what your legacy would look like?
Well, I hope the legacy is that I kept my word, that I said that the reason I was running was to help change the life of ordinary people. They reduced the prospect of war, and because of Vietnam.
Because of Vietnam. Okay, I'm a little confused. And at the same time, he hasn't kept his word. Dude constantly lies. I mean, he lied about him going to school. He's lied about everything. He lies about where his son has died.
He lied about teaching professor
classes. He's lied about being a teacher. He lied about him being a Second Amendment advocate.
He lied about being the first to go to college.
Yes, he's lied about everything. He's not an honest person. He's no honest Abe at all. Right? Listen to him. And then he's talking about Vietnam? Yeah. Really? What about what they did with Iran now attacking Israel?
See,
what about what he did with Russia now attacking Ukraine?
To me, that's another sign of dementia. Because when you start saying things that happened a long time ago, those are things you remember
Vietnam?
Better.
I mean, really? Vietnam?
You do the present time.
Really? Yeah. So he's a president. And he think that he's the president of Vietnam? With the war in Vietnam?
No, I mean,
what's going on?
I don't know.
I mean, we don't know what's going on in his mind.
I was curious when he said it too, so I know what you're saying.
And when I ran, I said that I was once asked, well, why wouldn't, when I was 29 years old, I said, it must be a secret. And I said, yeah, the secret you got to ask yourself is, what are you willing to lose over? You figure out what you're willing to lose over, you got an idea what you should be doing. And so I hope my legacy is that I was honest, straightforward, and did what I said.
Well, he's not honest.
He's most definitely not honest. And you know what? If anything, he's not going to lose over anything. He doesn't want to lose over nothing. I mean, if that was the case, he would have never done the executive order to hide the SARS reports. He can do an executive order to hide the SARS reports connected with Hunter Biden and all the criminal activity that they were doing, but he can't do an executive order to defend and protect the southern border because he doesn't believe that he has the authority to do that. But he believes he has the authority to hide the criminal activity, and the DOJ is complicit with it. If anybody will have a strong legacy when all of this is said and done, it is going to, my switchboard operator said Trump, right there. Because President Trump is actually, even Mike Lindell, giving up so much, giving up luxuries. You know what, Mike Lindell, he could have just been selling pillows and still been, making millions.
100%.
They removed him from different stores.
Yep.
They removed him from different venues.
Yep.
Why? Because he loves his country.
Yep.
Do you see the pattern here? You can tell the rich man, the rich person that loves the country because they're willing to give it up to fight for the country.
Yeah.
That says a lot.
They want to create a legacy.
Creating a legacy.
Right.
And they want their legacy to remain. So now they see that I either fight for it all now or lose it all. Mm. That's the only choice. You fight for your legacy or lose it all. They'd rather fight. And in the process, if that means you got to lose it all to fight for it, then so be it.
But you know what? You see
God. At least you can go down saying that you fought for the right thing.
You see God is still blessing them.
Oh, yeah.
He's still blessing Trump. He's still blessing Mike Lindell.
Yes.
So, absolutely. And part of it's also because the people are praying for them. So, thank you for that, too.
Prayers are absolutely needed. Mm.
That's what we ask for.
Yep.
We always ask for prayers.
Talking about that, if you find it in your heart to help me out, because I have equipment that's getting ready to go out. I mean, it's on its last leg. If you can go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com, support me as much as you can. I really greatly appreciate it. You can even do it on Frank Social. You can go there and you can support me. Help me continue. I need assistance. And I'm just asking this because it is at that point. It is at that point. I'm asking everyone that is God's people, uniteamericafirst.com. You can support me. Help me continue engage in this fight. Engage in this battle. Uniteamericafirst.com. Okay, everybody. That is it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. See you tomorrow. It's going to be even crazier to today. How do I know that? Because the Democrats are all crazy. Oh, yeah. There was a shooting that took place today. We're going to see what's going to come of that. We'll most definitely report on that tomorrow. God bless everybody. See you tomorrow. Take care. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.